The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Well, there are plenty of signs of good community spirit building around the country, and many in the business community are doing the best they can for people around them. Here are just a few examples we came across. Staff from a gym in Clondalkin and D-Top Fitness, who say they now have a bit of free time, have offered to help older people with messages that they might not be able to do. Centra and Castle Bridge is also offering to deliver groceries 24 hours a day to senior citizens in the area. Hotel Curraghcloe are offering to deliver meals to the elderly or those with medical conditions. And on the other side of things, a bookshop in Dublin has thanked their customers. They say orders over the phone and email are out the door. Well, we're getting all of those messages in, but obviously businesses in the front line are really facing what has been a pretty shocking week in many respects, and are very apprehensive about what lies ahead. But Sean Druggan joins me now on the line. He's from The Vintage Kitchen in Dublin. Sean, you're making an offer that you feel it was important to make to those people working in the medical and health services on the front line.
Good morning, yes. Well, I just personally think business comes second at the moment, and, you know, people's health is far more important. And, you know, until we get this virus under control, then, you know, it has to become secondary. What we're offering is, us specifically, I'm offering nurses and doctors, like, we're keeping a table of two free for lunch and dinner starting from next Wednesday. Every day we're open. So, you know, they can have something to look forward to out of, you know, what's described and, you know, I imagine to be a war zone that they're working in. And, you know, lots of other places have gotten bored. And, no, I only hope that they offer, you know, to all frontline staff then if we can.
And the location where you are you near a number of, where there are a lot of health employees, medical centres, hospitals?
Yeah, sure. Like, I mean, we're in Dublin too, beside Mulligan's on Poolbeg Street. So, you know, we're close to the Manor Hospital, St James's, and the Rotunda, you know, all them sort of, you know, institutions around us. So, you know, we are getting a lot of emails and, like, you know, we're getting a lot of people taking us up on the offer, which is great to see, like, you know.
And how has business been going, Sean, this week?
Well, you know, we're down 30% and, like, you know, I expected that. And, you know, that's bad enough. But to be honest, you know, personally speaking, I think, you know, we won't know, you know, until, you know, the end of the next 2 weeks and how long this goes on. And, you know, we'll have to take stock then. But, like, you know, for now, you know, we are quieter. Let's use this time to do something good. And, you know, I'm a firm believer that if, you know, if you look after community, community will look after you.
Okay. Sean Druggan of The Vintage Kitchen, thank you very much, and fair play for taking on with that measure.